Love to ask Heather Turner to come up first. Heather, come boast in what Christ has done for you.
I'm Heather. I started going to church at a young age as my way of escape from home. I would hear about God and what Jesus did, but it never changed my heart. I even went to Christian schools thinking I was saved. My cold heart went through the motions and followed the rules. This did not satisfy me. To the public, I made myself look like I was good, but in reality, I was a cup that was clean on the outside and filthy within. I had no desire to obey the Lord with my heart and was continually justifying my sinful deeds. When I got to college, I started looking for other ways to find satisfaction, drinking, getting high, ungodly relationships, indecency, going to parties, and hoping the cops didn't show up. I didn't realize that it wasn't the cops I should be afraid of, but God's wrath for me that I was storing up for myself, as it says in Romans 2:5. But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. I felt hostile and unloving to the church and to God. When I did come to Grace in small groups, I didn't want to be there. I felt judged, but in reality, it was my own guilt. I was afraid believers would see my hidden sins stained upon me. I had been running from God. But on November 24th, 2012, after partying all weekend, I was driving back from California. When God used a song I had heard many times before to now reveal to me my sin and to show me I had not been a follower of him, but a follower of the world. I had been telling the world, I want to be just like you. Instead of the risen Savior and King, he softened me and made me weep over my sin. It was like someone flipped on the lights. I was no longer blinded by the mystery of Jesus. All I could think was, I want to follow Jesus. This Jesus, who was perfect, was mocked, beaten, and murdered a criminal's death. My criminal's death. So his believers can go free of their rightly deserved judgment. But death couldn't hold him. He is risen now and gives eternal life to his own. I now look forward to death, to be with my love and Savior. He tore down my pride, gave me a thirst for the scripture, gave me undeniable peace, led me to confession and repentance, turning me drastically from my worldly life. I was the rebel against God, who was saved by God. I was holding a fist up to him, and he made me fall to my knees and instilled new desires. Colossians 1:13, for he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. I'm here today to be baptized, praying and hoping you'll see Jesus Christ in all of his glory, because he drew into himself another wretched sinner and died for my sins.
Heather, on the basis of your profession and faith in Jesus Christ, it's a privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.